Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
And good morning.
Good morning. We did it. We got to a parkrun.
Yeah, we got to a parkrun together in Manchester. And so we're just having a little warm down run after the parkrun. We were going to do a bit of the podcast before the parkrun, but everyone was so bloody chatty.
Yeah, it was really nice. So nice. Meeting, properly seeing friends and old friends, old and new.
Old and new people into the podcast.
Yeah.
Just classic Mancunian friendliness.
Yeah.
On this dark winter evening.
Yeah,
of the parkrun in the morning.
It's so dark.
We just said we should have brought our head torches.
Like, oh, I see, so it's 9 o'clock now. It really isn't going to get any lighter than this.
By this light.
Oh, it's a lovely bright day for
but
us.
But the conditions, they're really not bad, are they?
It's mild.
Really mild
for
December.
It's not really raining. It's even the darkness is dramatic.
Yeah,
it's kind of lowering.
It's been really nice.
And we met, lots of people.
And parkruns are good fun, and this is a great course. Quite puddly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some quite dramatic. It feels a bit like school cross country.
I think once you embrace it in that sense, it's kind of quite actually a sort of luxurious. It's only a little bit puddly. It's just enough so you feel good about yourself.
Yeah,
but not enough to be a real pain.
It's nice and flat, twisty, turny.
I love the route. I really do, because I think it really plays into how I like to think about distance running, i.e., knowing it but not thinking about it too hard. So
right.
There's no. It isn't 5 laps. There's no kilometre markers. I'm going to get a picture of this mud.
This is the kind of classic.
This is one of the corners we went through.
Morning.
And you can't go around it. You've got to go kind of through it. And it's, you know it. There's Paul reflected. Look back at me. Step towards the puddle, because that's quite very dramatic. Can you see him? You see him in the puddle. So when you go around, it's kind of, it's like 3 different laps.
Yeah, you get
so you know
confused,
roughly how far you've come.
Yeah.
And it's also a really nice course for the other thing I really enjoyed, pacing yourself off someone who's quite far ahead
off
of you.
Off people, yes.
So rather than kind of racing, you've got someone up ahead and you kind of hold on them.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it a lot.
It was nice, although I don't want to put a fly in the ointment. I was in a sort of park runnish slight battle with someone running against them, with them, racing, running, however we want to define it. It's good fun, park runs, but they are quite tiring, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, were you clawing at each other's throats?
No, not at all. There's a bit of gentle spitting. At one point, he bit me on the neck as I turned on. It was playful.
You stabbed him in the thigh, but it was more of a friendly scratch.
It was playful. But then he started cutting corners.
Right.
Because this is a twisty, turny, cornery course, isn't it? And he started just slipping 10 metres off every corner.
Yeah.
I found that a little bit unsafe. But, you know.
Well, ultimately,
he's only kidding himself.
He's only kidding himself.
And the results and history.
He'll have run 4.98k.
Yeah.
Rather than 5.
It's not going to spoil the good morning, because it has been fantastic. And it's. But I was saying, you recover easy from the park run, because it's only 5k.
Yeah.
But it does smart at the time, doesn't it?
That's right.
You forget how. Still quite tricky to run 5 kilometres fast.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think I paced it out quite well, you know. I think I was really steady. I mean, I haven't got a big turn of speed, But I didn't go off too fast. I went off fast, but not too fast. I could feel myself able to maintain the pace.
Yeah, you're running faster than
you're normal. I wasn't getting to 3-4 and thinking, how much further? I still had it. So then when I got to the last 250, I didn't have a doubt I was going much faster at all.
Yeah.
There they go. It's the Glossop Elfin Centre. He's got to go off. He's running 10K every day for 30 days for charity.
And then he's got his work still on the 23rd.
Classic timing. But the funny thing is, he's just under parkrun. He's got to go back to Glossop and run another 5K.
Wow.
I wouldn't like to do either of those things.
No.
Nice, though, Glossop is.
So I was staying with a mate in Stretford.
Yeah.
Because he used to live in Chorne, but he's now moved to Stretford, so I'm staying with him. And the bloke next door, he's a kind of bloke who wakes up in the middle of the night and shouts to himself about UKIP.
Yeah. Oh.
From a pro UKIP stance. There's obviously something wrong with him, so you know he needs help, and we know he needs help. I mean, my mate knows he needs help. He's like the classic neighbour needs help. But to have a bloke batting on at 3 a.m. about what he's done for this country and what's happening really loud to himself.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah, that's
just really odd.
Because where does that end?
Yeah, it's
and how many he needs people like him, are there?
Yeah, he needs help. He needs to get a good night's sleep. He needs to do a park run.
So do you.
Yeah. So that was a bit weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
I was just in a hotel. I got nothing to.
Sounds great.
It was nice. I ran down because it's a nice tradition for me, but it's not perfect because the hotel is about 2.5 miles from the park run.
A bit too long for a
warm-up. Yeah, so my warm-up run is basically a run. But it's really nice. I was thinking of you because I ran past all the university buildings.
Yes, of course.
I was feeling vicariously nostalgic.
Yeah, the studio group and the concert theatre there. It's lovely. Manchester University. Great uni. Hopefully my son will go there.
I had friends here. I used to visit.
Yeah.
But that's not the same, is it? It's not the same. So, how did you feel? I mean, talking to a friend Tom, who I thought, by the way, ran a great run, came past me after a little while, so he hadn't gone off too fast.
Yeah.
Came past me and just got further and further away from me, and it just paced it out beautifully.
Yeah.
Came in a shade over 20 minutes.
Nice.
Because he had to miss Berlin due to a chest infection.
Right.
So he was just saying to me, I had a look to see, because it's in Manchester Marathon rather than London, which is like, a month earlier or something?
It's a couple of weeks earlier, isn't it? Yeah.
So he said, they had a look at the 12-week training plan.
Right.
And it starts on Monday.
We'll do one more little loop and then we'll go to my car and we'll give you
a great.
It's,
We'll have to
grass it.
We're going to go on the grass. Yeah, oh, no. This is, sometimes on running commentary, take a picture of commemorative benches.
William Royal of Rusholme.
William Royal of Rusholme really
enjoyed this park.
He was a big bench guy.
Erected by public subscription. He must be some big, big cheese.
Yeah,
that's the thing about marathon training for April. If you don't watch out, you've got to start before Christmas.
Yeah.
Which I refuse to do.
No,
I'll try and keep a little bit fit over Christmas, but I can't be. No. Going out for a long
run.
The
irritating thing for our listeners and compadres is they know we're starting from a point, you know.
Yeah.
That guy we were talking to, a nice guy, came over, the fella from Ormskirk, and he said, how did it go, to me? And I said, it's pretty rough, I'm not feeling super fit, you know. He's like, he was really cross with me because I was in front of him, you know, but that's where you're at. He got me back by saying, I mean, I can't believe you go so fast the way you run.
He was classic, that one, because
that hurt quite a lot.
He'd had 4 hours sleep, and you could smell the beer on his breath.
Yeah, he
you?
Said, I'm still drunk.
Yeah, he was, and he was. You could smell it on him. He's done like 112
pounds
or something.
I think that is slightly, you were saying just before the run, you were saying, what's different about this run to Highbury Field? And I think, the thing I feel looking at the South Manchester Park Run crew, because it's very diverse, there's all kinds of people. I think that most park runs have that.
Yeah.
But I think there's an awareness that it's Saturday.
Yeah,
it's not
maybe,
like everyone's necessarily been out partying, but it's Saturday morning and there's a kind of, we did it, we made it. It just feels, feels like a little bit of a party.
Yeah, I don't think you'll get people turning up drunk at the Highbury Fields Park Run.
No.
I just don't think that sort of happens.
You do if you and I are there. sometimes.
Yeah. But it was, no, you're right, it's just a little bit more sort of shambolic, but in a nice way. One more round the, could you do one more round the
Let's do the pond, I like
it. Yeah, we'll do the pond, just to give it a little bit of length. It'll be a short podcast, but sometimes you need a short podcast.
You know, some of you, you're going out for a run, you just want to run for half an hour, and we've barely got started. Chantering on about some shenanigans.
Half an hour's a good time for a run, isn't it? I went out yesterday for a quick half hour run. It's just nice, isn't it?
I mean, you could have warned me, you did say we'll just run to the car, and you basically run us all the way around the park and back to the start.
Park run.
Look at that, see, it's a good scene.
Yeah.
That's this park run, as pictured from across the water. Or is it? I'm now wrestling with the running commentary phone. Sorry, everyone. Look at that, see? Try it. South Manchester Park Run. Although, having said that,
there's a quicker one in Stretford.
Well, just you've got to try some different ones, you know? It's you go back to the ones you like, but I've liked all the ones we've done so far.
But also because of our calendars, it's rare that we're gigging in the same place over the weekend, isn't it?
That was great that we could do this, yeah, that's right. Although, actually, you were staying in Stretford and gigging in Liverpool, so...
Yeah. Good gig so far, in terms of Christmas gigs. I've been very lucky thus far.
Yeah. No, it's been really nice. I enjoyed it last night. I haven't quite had the gumption to bring out my new Father Christmas song.
Oh, mate, come on.
I come on and do 10 minutes as Father Christmas. Yeah. I was going to wear my Father Christmas costume to come down and meet the Gossip Elf.
Yeah, but you'll know next time, yeah.
Well, it's just... didn't want to do the run, the 2.5 mile run down. I saw an amazing Santa Claus in the heart of London the other day.
Yeah.
Just really seriously striding home.
Right.
His big wispy beard blowing in the wind.
Like it.
It was like, I think that might be the real one.
Is he?
He's been. Wait a second. So yeah, I'm working on a new song, and I should really debut it for these audiences, but you know,
might as well. If you're not going to do a Christmas song at Christmas, when's it going to happen?
Next Christmas.
Yeah, you're right.
So, the run. How did it feel? Apart from because I've I think you were distracted by Mr. 10 meters off the corner.
No, I run fine. I mean, it's all sort of. Because I'm not timing it. I'll get my time later.
Yeah. What would you say there? I mean, you can tell because the people are around.
I'd say about between 19 minutes and 19.10, I reckon. I did my fastest here at 18.38 in the summer, but I was...
You know, do you realise that there's people listening to this everywhere who basically made the same sound I did? Your significantly sub-20 time just makes them go...
Yeah, but that might just be my imagination.
It isn't.
But it's that perceived effort thing,
isn't
it?
Well, I came in after somebody who told me that he'd done it in something like 2020.
Right.
And you were about half an hour ahead of both of us. Right. So you know.
Firmly.
So you know, Paul.
But the... it's about perceived effort, isn't it, when you're running?
Yeah.
You know when you're slacking for a little bit. You know when you know when you're on for a really fast time, and then you know when you started to come away from a fast time.
Yeah, that's the value of it, isn't it? You can really
get right
in touch of measuring it, that's right.
So I think the effort was okay, but it's just not particularly
You saying that reminded me of during the London Marathon this year when I stopped and made a phone call. I don't think I'm on for my best time.
This isn't the kind of thing you do when you're on for your best time.
It's so much like a bad dream. It really happened. So, because I feel...
That's got to be one of our marathon tips, isn't it?
Don't stop and make phone calls.
Yeah. Or just do. I mean, whatever. You know, it's up to you.
Hey, we were going to do the marathon tips the other day, but we decided not to because we thought, now we've come this far, we're going to head for the New Year's resolution window. And also,
that's January stuff,
we've got some, we haven't got that many, so we're still waiting for them. But also, you know, keep them esoteric, keep them. Come on.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
People think we're still running the race.
Yeah, they think we're finishing the park run.
But look, these people do.
Do you remember when I...
Surely everyone's finished by now.
Do you remember when I got upset about that at the Crouch End 10K?
Yeah. People think we're...
We have to go a different way to show that we're not. Quickly turn right.
People think...
We won't get your time, gentlemen. We really wouldn't be on for a good time if we were coming in now. I mean, the park run finished about an hour and a half ago. That was hilarious. Well done.
Well done.
Keep going. Keep going. We've done it. We've done it all right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they think they've done it. Bless them.
Hey, mate, we'll go up this way. It'll shave off. Shave off. It'll shave off. 10 minutes.
Well done.
Are you going to cut the corner?
Oh.
It's not that way.
Well done. Oh, look at these guys. They're taping themselves. Keep going.
Yeah, I've got... I've still got a cold.
For everyone I got near in that run. Because I was... I had music on, thank goodness. I think I was wheezing pretty hard.
And you lined up as well with a bad back as well, you reckon?
Yeah,
anything did that, change?
Right, I can't feel my bad back now, but it's just in your friend this morning. Right. I think the run probably helped with that.
Are you driving home for Christmas after the gig tonight?
Driving home for Christmas. I can't wait to see their face. No, I'm... I'm not driving home for Christmas after these gigs. Loads of gigs. But I'm on a train.
Oh, okay.
Pure luxury. Although, yeah, 2 days running back to back Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
2 hours on a packed train, unable to straighten my leg out yesterday.
Oh, what?
Yes. What? I really nearly said to the woman opposite me, "Hi.
Hiya.
I'd like to, just for a minute or two, I'd like to put my leg out straight.
Yeah.
Can you just spread your feet apart?"
Do you mind?
If we could just... That's it. If you want to persuade a stranger to move their legs, the best thing is to go Teutonic.
Yeah. Do you mind? Slide your feet apart.
Your legs adjacent to the table. That's one of the original robots, isn't it? You don't see robots of that kind of calibre anymore. Beep, beep.
I am a robot.
It doesn't even look
beep,
like one.
Beep, beep, beep.
So... back to Liverpool tonight.
Liverpool tonight and then driving home.
You're not going to go back and stay at... Well, I've done the back!
No, I'm not. No. I'm going to... And then I've got gig in Bury St Edmunds tomorrow. And then a really busy week.
At the Court Exchange.
I don't know where it is. It's on a Sunday in Bury St Edmunds.
Yeah, I think I used to do a gig in Bury St Edmunds I really liked. I haven't done it for ages.
It's probably that one, yeah.
Although, funnily enough, one time I was there, this is years ago now. Gig was really nice, it was going well. And I had that one guy who hates you. One guy who's really upset because everyone else doesn't.
Yeah, the promoter.
And he really... he got so upset. They kind of... It's only a slight exaggeration to say they dragged him screaming from the building. It's like everyone's... Oh, Rob, we're having a lovely time. It's like, get off!
Look at it!
You're terrible!
Look at what he's doing!
I don't know quite what I'd done... But, you know,
it's important not to fixate on those guys, but quite difficult to do so, isn't it?
My memory of him is quite vivid, but I've got a feeling his memory of me is even vivider.
Right.
I don't think vivider is a word.
Vividacious. I think we are, that's where we're part. There we go. Nice little quick
Platfield.
Swift one. Swifty post-part. We would have had one before, if people haven't been so friendly.
Are we going to get to another parkrun together? We're not going to be in Birmingham together next week,
are
we?
No, we're not, no.
So, just then, I didn't even measure that. How long did we run after the parkrun? Another mile or two?
Probably about 2 miles.
10 minutes miles, but you know.
Nice, swift one.
Lovely parkrun.
Reflecting in the afterglow of the parkrun.
And genuinely really nice to see all of you. We'll see on Twitter all our... Parkrun compadres, old and new. If you hear of us coming to one, I'll be in Cannon Hills next week. I don't know if you'll hear this in time.
I might do hybrid, actually.
But I'll tell the world. And we'll have to work out when we're both going to be in the same place again.
Yes,
that's great.
It's good fun, yeah.
I want to go back to Beeston. I really enjoyed that one in Nottingham, but we'll try some new ones too. And that one in Bath I was supposed to do, but didn't do. But happy Parkrun, everybody. Happy Saturday. And, hey, it must be pushing Christmas in the listening world.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So if this is the last one before Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Have a wonderful one.
You don't have to go running on any of on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or Boxing Day.
But I will be.
Yes, me too. Twice.
Yes.
We're Run Compod. That was S Mank Parkrun with a C.
Yeah, yeah. Check the results and beware the bloke ahead of me. Cut the corners. That's all I'm going to say. That's all. Good luck to him. Good luck to him. I held the wheeze back until you're out in the cheek.
Speak to you soon. Happy Christmas.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.